The College Experience, Arizona State Sun Devils at the Arizona Wildcats, Pac-12 college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you also get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. Yes, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, BETTOR, edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-ee. Welcome to the College Experience, Arizona State Sun Devils at the Arizona Wildcats, a little battle of the desert, Pac-12 college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking the battle of the desert. I don't know if that's a real nickname, but I'm going to fucking say it is. If not, this is a barn burner. This is one that, I think if you look blindly at the record, you say, okay, or even at the history, I mean, how many, what Arizona's probably been in the Final Four, like four or five times in the past 40 years, they're 10-3 and you got the Arizona State Sun Devils at 4-6. So I think to the blind eye, you say, oh, this isn't much of a game, but I'm here to tell you otherwise, because I mean, first off, Arizona State hasn't been healthy. They have three players on their roster that have actually played in every game, been available to play in every game. Yeah, they've had so many COVID issues. They've had just so many, whether injuries, whether one of their best player had their father pass away, I believe. And then so just a mix of just a lot of players out. So it's hard to build continuity when no one on your team is playing consistently. And the schedule doesn't lie. Schedule doesn't lie. You say they're 4-6. I watched them with like four guys out. And when I say four players, key players out, take UCLA to overtime. They lose in overtime. Now they just lost to Oregon State by one at Oregon State. They lost. I thought they played Villanova decently out the gate or second game of the season. They did get housed by San Diego State, and they did lose a game to UTEP in a game that I was on. That was a shock. I thought it would be a close game. I didn't think UTEP would do what they did. Actually, if you look, they've had so many games canceled because of COVID as well, but they've lost four in a row and five of six, with their one win being a 1-point game winning shot by Remy Martin against Bryce Drew's Grand Canyon squad. However, with all of that, I don't think they're nearly as bad as what their record indicates. And I tend to think this kind of happened last year, but as the season progresses, I think Arizona State is going to be one of those teams you don't want to play. And I wouldn't be surprised if they still wound up playing in March, but they got to take care of business here. And this is another compelling thing about this matchup. This is a big time rivalry game. They just added this game. So they got, because of the COVID issues, this rivalry will happen twice in 5 days. We'll see him again in Tempe on Monday. This is in Tucson. So buckle up. Love to see a rivalry game here. Now, one of the reasons why I think the line is not more crazy based off of the records is Remy Martin, the senior guard for the Sun Devils. This guy is a absolute Arizona Wildcat killer. He averages 25 points a game in these games. He averages 16 points on the season. So just to give you an idea, this guy has always played well against Arizona and he's back. I know, like I said, I think his father had passed away, his father's grandfather, one of the two. I believe the guy that raised him had passed away. Could be wrong about that, but he missed a couple games, I believe. And this team has just been all over the place. Marcus Bagley, the guy who I think is incredibly skilled. He's only played 7 games. I think they're going to have everyone. As far as I can tell, I feel like they're going to have everyone. But you look at this and they have elite guard play. If everyone's healthy between Remy Martin, Josh Christopher, Alonzo Verge, and who's the other guy? Holland Woods. That gets a lot of burn. I like Holland Woods. This is a team that has really elite guard play. And if you add in Bagley at the forward spot and Jalen Graham, who can play, I really like this team. Now, then you go look at Arizona, you say, well, they got Aquino, the Georgetown transfer, who I loved him at Georgetown. He's a stud. He leads the team with 13.5 points, 5.7 assists, very unselfish player, 1.8 steals. This guy's a ball player. So that matchup will be interesting. Then they have Jamaal Baker Jr., who highly touted, 12 points a game. And then you got a slew of guys. The guard play is great for both of these teams. Benedict Mathurin, also the third guard. And then also don't forget about Terrell Brown, the Seattle transfer. Was kind of trying to find his way on this team. Just getting about 8 points a game, 24 minutes though. This guy was a stud at Seattle and 8 points a game, three boards, 3.4 assists, 1 steal. So he's still a key player and the stats don't indicate to me how good of a player he is. So they go 4 deep at the guard spot. And then, at the forwards that they got a slew of them with Jordan Brown and Tubulis. I forget how the fuck you say his name, but he's solid. And then even further down that bench, Ira Lee gets some burn. I forgot about Dalen Terry also gets some solid burn. But either way, Arizona's been the real deal so far this year. You could say okay, they've lost some games perhaps they shouldn't have, but overall, the Wildcats have really played, I think, to what we expected. Actually, maybe even overachieving a little bit. So, kudos to them. What's it called? I'm trying to look at what games they missed because of COVID. I thought they had issues. Sorry, computer loading. They had the Colorado game canceled. They had UTEP, Colorado, Cal Baptist canceled. So both these teams have had and Oregon, they've had a slew of games canceled. Arizona is a team. When I've watched them, I've been impressed. They beat UTEP, the same UTEP team that took down Arizona State. They beat Colorado in a game where I thought in the first half, Colorado looked like the far better team, but they responded well and really made great adjustments and beat the Buffs. And I watched them in a barn burner against Wazoo, double overtime. And then I watched them take down Oregon State recently, but they do have losses to Stanford, USC, and UCLA, all these California teams. And I will say in those losses, they still concern me some. So something's got to give here. When you look at both these teams, I would say one of the things that is going to be great to see is the Remy Martin versus James Aquino matchup, because Aquino has not been a part of this rivalry. And I was thoroughly impressed with his game at Georgetown. So I actually think he's better, but I can't ignore the fact Martin has been a killer in these games. So can't wait to watch this one. I'm going to say that That matchup will be key. But really, Marcus Bagley. I think Bagley's kind of an enigma so far, trying to find his way in this with this team. But I believe he is one of the more talented players in this game. And if he can get going and find his game, I don't think that Arizona will have an answer for him. I think that, but I'll tell you this though, Arizona State continuity, you can tell when you watch them. They've had so many people out. I just feel like they're out of sync, and the more games they play, the better. Now, can they fix it by tomorrow? Who knows? But I know getting everyone back and it being a rivalry game, I expect everyone to be ready for this one. They got to cut down on the turnovers. I feel like Arizona State, every time I watch them, they're a team that struggles with turnovers, and I actually had struggled defensively. But once again, I think it's hard to really put a lot of merit into that when you don't have a set starting five. It makes it really hard to say, well, because of COVID and injuries, it makes it really hard to predict and say, well, that defense is horrible, that offense is horrible. No, maybe they just don't have their guys, but I tend to think that Bobby Hurley will get this team going, and they will be a thorn in the side of everyone in the Pac-12 that is that is battling for a spot offensively. I'm trying to look up some offensive statistics here with where they place currently. Arizona is 46th in the nation in offense, so. That's working out for him. Now ASU, I believe, is actually, but once again, you miss so many players. Like I can rattle off this number to you, which I will, but do we actually hold any merit with this when you miss? I mean, let me just run through this, guys. Okay. Where are we at? Remy Martin has missed two games. Alonzo Verge, whatever, missed two games. Marcus Bagley, three games. Jalen Graham, three games. Lawrence, two games. Cherry, three games. Jalen House, three games. Christopher, six games. I mean, and it continues. You can go on and on and on. I mean, it's hard to really give anything. It's like, let's just call the game. You know, like let's not give out Arizona State stats, because it's like, this is just, I know this. From watching them. Okay. They chart, by the way, at 103rd in offense. I know from watching them, I think the problem has been defensively, and also from, they turn the ball over a lot. Now, will that be, they are young. Could that be fixed, or is that also just a case of them not having the right players there? So I'm going to say, now Vegas saying this line, by the way, opened up at Arizona -1. I'm seeing it now at -2.5. I even see 1-3 out there. Is there a coaching edge? You know, I'm not one that's completely sold on Bobby Hurley. I like him. And I'm definitely not sold at all on Sean Miller. So I tend to think it's kind of a wash when it comes to coaching. In-game adjustments. I'm trying to look up defensively now where the Sun Devils chart defensively currently. Where are we at here? But yeah, the coaching edge, if anything, I guess I lean Miller because of what he's done his whole career, but I don't know. Hurley's Buffalo teams were solid, and I feel like he's uplifted this Arizona State program from, at least from a recruiting point of view. Arizona's 108th defensively. Now that the Sun Devils are sitting back at, they've been a mess defensively all year. So where are we at here? But I think your play here is, I know this sounds crazy, but I think your play is to take Arizona State. The way that Remy Martin has played in these games, and if you're getting three, you know, these have been close games too. I feel like the one last year was a game winner, if memory serves me correct. The last one they played. I don't know where the hell Arizona State's defense is charting right now. Having a hard time finding it. But I think your play is to take Arizona State. Because look, you look at Arizona at home, they've kind of struggled. Even that, if you look at that first, now they made a great adjustments in that Colorado game. But overall, I thought they struggled some at home. And they lost to USC and UCLA at home.
Yeah. Okay. So that's their at home. They really haven't really played any. Their best win at home is Colorado, which was impressive. Their adjustments, but they lost to USC and UCLA. And after that, they haven't really taken care of anybody at home. So I'm going to say, take the Sun Devils here. This is just a strictly, but obviously you want to monitor the COVID situation, the injury situation, who's playing, who's not. Can't wait to watch this one in the desert. And remember, they play on Monday. So great, great way to spot this, to view it early. And then perhaps these back-to-back games have really been hard to handicap. So I think if you see Arizona State lose this one, maybe you play it on Monday, depending on how they look and who's healthy, of course. But guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. So I've been doing it for 4 years. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, those two are my co-hosts that are normally with me. So make sure you check that out. And yeah, we got you covered for FCS football too. We're talking Northern Arizona Lumberjacks, you know? But also we cover everything, man. Herm Edwards, you know, the Wildcat football team that they just fired Kevin Sullivan. They just, I think they had a bunch of transfer out as well. But they brought Chuck Cecil back, so I'm happy about that. But we got you covered here at the College Experience. Make sure you subscribe. We're available on all platforms. And like I said, we handicap every single Division I game. Been doing it for 4 years. Been over 500 each in individual season as a collective, but also independently. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, been over 500 each and every season. We publish the whole spreadsheet of all the games being played over daily at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet them out. We're way over 500 on our locks, way over 500 on our locks. So you got no reason not to check us out here. We give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And like I said, we tweet that out, but you got no excuse. 1 year, you could say these idiots got lucky. 4 years in, you're like, hey, I guess they know what the fuck they're doing. They may be idiots, but they know what the fuck they're doing. Boom. Okay. So, make sure you check us out. We don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. The only thing I'll try to charge you for is if you can get over to iTunes, give us a five-star review and say some nice things about us. And if you do that, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D. I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? How about that now? I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Yes. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Also, the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at DSGP Network. Give all of us a follow, play that game, and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, for just like a house party. It's basically just like every, like 100 solid dudes that are all degens just sitting in there talking, giving you gambling advice, games they like. So just imagine like a house party of gamblers. All right. You know, just take it back to like when you're 21 years old and you walk into a cool house party with, you know, they're not asking you for money, but yet they have like a couple keggers, you know, a couple kegs out. Even if you just got to do it. Just got to do it. Check it out. I think you'll like the Slack channel. It's a lot of fun. People talking shit. It's good. It's a good time. All right. This is the College Experience, desert style, Arizona State at Arizona. I say you take the Sun Devils and the 2.5 or 3. I'm seeing a 2.5 at most places, but I'm also seeing 1.3 out there. So whatever that is, I'd say take the Sun Devils. They're due. They're due for a big game here. Remy Martin, so excited to watch that matchup, Aquino against Remy Martin. So check it out. I say take it on the Sun Devils. Don't love this play though, but you better start thinking about yours. And we out.